Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of options for things to do this weekend. One of the big options is to go see the last home game for FC Dallas this weekend.
Of the regular season.
Ooh. They have clinched a playoff spot, but they have not clinched first place yet. Working on that right now. And also, this weekend's a really cool event because opening this weekend is the Hall of Fame out there, the Soccer Hall of Fame. Also, the inductions are going to be tomorrow out there at the Hall of Fame. Imagine Dragons are going to have a concert.
Yes!
And then on Sunday, you got the match. And, man, you can't look forward to that even more because it's going to be a full weekend of FC Dallas soccer. And on with us right now is FC Dallas defender Rito Ziegler. Rito, how's it going today, man?
I'm fine. Thank you. Hello.
Kevin, go ahead.
So, I know you're excited about the Hall of Fame, and I know that you're excited about the match against Sporting KC on Sunday, but really, are you most excited about the Imagine Dragons concert on Saturday night?
Yeah, actually, I have 2 tickets for that concert, but to tell you the truth, I'm more focused on the game and winning that game against Kansas.
So you're giving the tickets away, or what are you saying here?
Maybe if you make a good offer, I can sell them. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So about the match against Sporting KC, this is I know you guys have clinched the playoff spot, but this is a hugely important match right here because they're right behind you in terms of leading the Western Conference. So I know you kind of alluded to it, but how fired up are you guys for the match on Sunday? And plus, it's the last home regular season match.
Yeah, actually, for us, it's a final. For us, we look at that as a conference final. For most of the time this year, we were leading the league. So we want to win that game and going to the playoff as the number one spot. So we are really focused, and I feel the team ready for that game.
Rito Ziegler of the FC Dallas joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. This Hall of Fame opening this weekend, it's kind of a big deal around here. And have you got a chance to kind of peruse it and look through it yet?
Not really yet. But of course, I'm gonna visit everything. And we have a brand new locker room. They changed a bit the stadium, so it's beautiful. And I really hope this is going to bring a lot of people, and we want to play in front of a full stadium on Sunday.
What do you think about this Hall of Fame compared to the one in Europe?
Actually, in Europe, I'm not sure if we have that Hall of Fame, to be honest. I think that's a bit an American thing, but it's something beautiful, and I'm really proud to have that here in Dallas. So, like I said, hopefully it's going to bring more people to the stadium and in the future watch our games.
So there's not really a Soccer Hall of Fame in Europe?
But tell me where. I don't know yet. I never heard about something like this. It's maybe a good idea to bring that in Europe.
Who would be the first person you would put in the European Soccer Hall of Fame?
Oh, there's many players, but maybe the best player in the world is Lionel Messi. So he has his spot in this Hall of Fame.
What about Matt Hedges? Would you put him in there?
Matt Hedges, why not? He's a good defender, but
he's not European.
Yeah, it's not. It's a joke. Okay, no, but you see, I'm but yeah, of course he's not European. But I would say for what we deliver this season as a defense, the whole defense and the whole team at the moment deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Not Europe, but here in the States.
Now, let's talk about that defense a little bit more, because that's not necessarily the first thing people talk about when they talk about FC Dallas, and maybe the defense hasn't gotten as much respect as it should this season. Do you feel that way at all?
Yeah, but at the end, it doesn't matter. If we're going to be champion at the end, we all going to enjoy it. But I know we are doing a good job. At the end, if you want to win titles, you win the titles with a good defense. And we have to keep pushing. I think we do a good job. We are, I think, at the moment, the third or the fourth defense from the country, and we can still improve.
Now, we're talking with Reto Ziegler from FC Dallas right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we alluded to a European Soccer Hall of Fame, but if there was a Switzerland Sports Hall of Fame, number one going in is Roger Federer, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course, he's the main guy in our country, and he's an example. I like him, of course, as a tennis player, but more as a man, as a gentleman. He's a real example off the court, and I really like him for that.
Now, for people who don't know, you are originally from Switzerland. I was kind of hoping that you could tell us maybe some about your upbringing, and then have you ever got the chance to meet Roger Federer?
Actually, he came one time to say hello to the Swiss national team, so to the soccer national team, and that day I was sick at home, but so yeah, I was disappointed. I was really disappointed, but yeah, hopefully I can meet him in the future, and I don't know yet if he's still playing, but he will continue maybe a few years, but after that, I really hope that I had the chance to meet him, because he's a real example.
I think the key will be if you guys win the MLS championship, then he'll have to meet you. So I think that should be a driving motivation for you going into the playoffs.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, no, I came here, you know, to FC Dallas, because last season they didn't made it to the playoffs, so they took me as a leader of the defense. So I think I did my job yet, but the most important is yet to come. Is to win the MLS, and it's gonna be tough. But we have a good team, good quality, and that's my dream, my goal, and I'm gonna do everything for that.
Hey man, I saw something recently with you, and it was the FC Dallas penalty kick challenge, and it looks like there's some sort of app that you can get, and then you can kind of like challenge you to goal kicking contest. Is that something that you like?
Yeah, exactly. They asked me to do that last week, and I think it's a great app. It's for everybody. It's for children. I think women can do it too, and it's fun, and you can compare yourself to other professional players in the MLS, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. So download this app and just test yourself.
How does that work? So it kind of like measures where you kick the goal, and then it tells you if you were better than Ziegler.
Yeah. So the app explains you everything to do on. Before you shoot the penalty kick, and then you have to shoot as strong and as precise you can, and this calculates the percentage of goal chance you would score in an official game. So yeah, it's a bit random, but it's really cool.
If I score high enough, can I bring you my my score, and then you let me get on the team or help me get on the team some way?
I'm not the coach. You have to speak with Oscar Pareja about that. But
yeah, you got a really good coach too.
It's my specialty. It's something I really like, and actually I am the penalty kicker in this team. And so yeah, it's something I train every week, and hopefully I can score many goals for Dallas in the future.
Do you ever get nervous going into a penalty kick, because everyone just expects you to make it, and I feel like the only ones people really talk about are the ones that people miss, because they're like, well, yeah, of course he's going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not nervous at all. I tell you the truth, I'm not nervous at all, because I think I shoot a way that if I miss, it's because the goalkeeper was better than me. I shoot strong and precise, but everything can happen. Not something. I'm really confident when I'm going there, and at the moment I think I have 12 penalty in a row. So, yeah, I'm touching wood. Hopefully it continues like this.
What's the craziest thing you've seen a goaltender do? Like, we've seen the video of the guy like doing all the cartwheels and everything, and we've seen, you know, some crazy stuff. Have you ever had a goaltender just like stare at you and yell at you or something?
Yeah, I saw a bit everything in my career, but the most difficult thing is shoot a penalty away in a away stadium with all the fans, and when it's really noisy, of course. You can be distracted, but I really try to stay focused and shoot the best I can.
Because you want to score the goal, or because you want to do something awesome after you score the goal?
Actually, I really want to do something special for my next goal. You know, my wife is pregnant, so I would like to put the ball under my jersey and dedicate this goal to my future baby. So hopefully I can do this Sunday.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
I'm going to be at the match against Sporting KC on Sunday. I really hope that's how it goes down. Yeah. Now, speaking of your wife, and we were talking about the app, I saw that you guys like to travel quite a bit and post up all kinds of stuff on Instagram. Are you and your wife big travelers?
Yeah, maybe not travelers, but we are curious and we like to visit other cities. So we had the chance to do it here in the States, but also back home in Europe. The Instagram is, I think, something cool, because we can post some pictures and you don't really have to write many things. And but to tell you the truth, it's more my wife who manages my Instagram.
Oh, okay, hold on.
That's smart.
Does that mean it's also your wife who has you posing and staring off into the distance? Because I'm not going to lie, I've looked at your Instagram, man. You got a lot of pictures where you're standing in front of things, not looking at the camera, but just staring off into the distance.
But you can imagine who takes the picture, no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. So she convinces you to take that pose like that?
Yeah, no. Of course, I have the last word before I post the pictures. But yeah, I try to look cool and take nice pictures.
Well, you do. You look very cool, and you looked sure. cool when you were wearing the Cowboys jersey at the Cowboys game against the Giants. I saw that picture there. Do you ever sit there and say to yourself, you know what, I could kick a field goal?
Yeah, but it was actually a great experience. I told my wife I played in many beautiful soccer stadiums, but I have to say I was really impressed with this AT&T stadium. And I cannot imagine playing that game in front of that crowd. It's something special and difficult to compare to soccer, but it was a great experience.
How cool do you think it's going to be when the World Cup cycles through here then, because AT&T Stadium is going to be one of the sites for some of the elimination round games?
Well, it's fantastic for the city and for the country. And if the stadium is going to be packed like for the Cowboys game, it's going to be fantastic and unbelievable for all the soccer players.
Oh, man, you know there are going to be a bunch of Argentina fans holding up their flags. And you're
why not
like,
say
hey.
Switzerland fans?
Well, because we've been at an event with a bunch of Argentina fans before, and they wouldn't put their flag down. And oh. I was like, I can't see.
That's a good question then. What's the rowdiest opposing crowd, whether it's a national team, club team, or whatever? What's the rowdiest crowd you've ever seen?
I would say in Turkey. When I played there, I felt that atmosphere when I play in Istanbul for Fenerbahce, but also when the national team is playing, they are really loud and they sing for 90 minutes, and it's really hard to even speak with the teammates next to you, you know. So it's a really beautiful atmosphere, and I know it's not easy against Turkey, especially there in Istanbul.
Well, yeah, I guess that's actually kind of a good thing, so that your goalie, you know, after a goal's been given up, he's going to yell at you about something, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's pointing his finger about what you did wrong, and you're like, I can't hear you anyway.
Maybe I yell at him. You know, because he did maybe something wrong, not me.
Oh, I don't know, man. No goalie has ever done anything wrong ever in their estimation. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, the old goalies are a bit crazy. It's famous. We all know that.
Yeah, that's the same thing that Matt told us. That's exactly. So it's going to be a huge weekend. The National Soccer Hall of Fame, the first class induction tomorrow in Frisco, then the Imagine Dragons concert tomorrow night. And then Sunday, 4 p.m., FC Dallas against Sporting KC. What do you expect the atmosphere to be like on Sunday? And for people that missed it, it's first place, second place in the Western Conference. How big is this match for you guys?
Well, for us, it's like I said, it's the final. It will be difficult to see a better game in the Western Conference. I mean, this is two top teams. So we have the advantage to play in front of our crowd. So I really hope the supporters are going to come and going to support us, and like they always do, and help us to get this important win.
And we really hope you score that goal so you can put the soccer
Love
ball under your jersey right there. Looking forward to
you.
It, man.
Okay, thank you very much.
Best of luck on Sunday. We will see you out there.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Reto Ziegler from FC Dallas.
He's going to score for you.
Man, I'll be there on Sunday.
You.
Hit me up.
It's for his kid.
Well, I mean, for his kid and Kevin, because he loves them both.
Probably most for his kid than his wife, than like I'm a distant.
What if he names his kid Kevin?
Yeah, what if he was like Kevin?
Kevin Ziegler.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Would you be his kid?
I think he might be young. I think he might be younger than I am.
Let's ask him. Would you be okay if Kevin was your kid?
I think he's gone.
Oh, he left already?
So Sunday, hit me up on social media at Oh Thank Kevin if you're going to be out at the match on Sunday, 4 p.m. against Sporting KC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.